The full glass exterior allows natural sunlight to beam into the main entrance. There's artwork and colorful paintings from 31 local artists on walls and full wall coverings of outdoor photos in hallways and patient exam rooms. Upstate Medical Chief Operating Officer Paul Seal explains the visual therapeutic approach is called healing through nature.
To make the environment that the patient will see the practitioners and providers in a more settling and resting environment as best you can in a cancer center.
The children's floor is decorated with puffy white clouds swished on a blue sky ceiling. Associate Administrator Richard Kilberg brings our attention to the floor.
And this is a waiting room. Starts with a blue river flowing into a lake in the infusion area.
There'll be toys and playroom and, of course, the view of the garden that you'll get. This will be where the adolescents can go, and they picked out this cityscape of Times Square is what they wanted in their room.
That's Cancer Center Director Dr. Leslie Komen. She explains how the expanded arsenal of cancer-fighting technology will increase the chances of successful operations.
The radiation in particular is going to allow additional precision. It lets people be treated, for instance, with a tumor very close to the spinal cord that in the past it would be too dangerous because of injury to the spinal cord. Now the beam can be adjusted so finely as to get the whole tumor and none of the spinal cord.
Komen adds that the facility brings all of the services and doctors under one roof. For example, that will allow doctors of patients with lung or breast cancer to meet and establish a care plan. SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimfer says the new cancer center brings several threads together.
First of all, this is an immense focus on a disease that matters to all of us. It brings together offices and institutes and projects that have been distributed in basements and cubbyholes all over upstate. That's really important to us. It gives us a facility to do the core work of educating the future healthcare professionals.
Zimfer adds the new cancer center also raises the aspiration of SUNY's other medical colleges in Buffalo, Albany, and New York City. The full building cost $100 million and created more than 500 construction jobs. Upstate is in the process of pursuing LEED certification. The cancer center opens for patient care on August 25th. Public tours are tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The entrance is located across from the main hospital entrance on East Adams Street in Syracuse. John Smith, WAER News.